This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Entirety of the economy, the world is a strange place these days. It's all it's like the world has been tilted off of its axis. And it's all because of the what I like to describe as kabuki theater that the powers that be have. They have no way of controlling the world because it's not operating organically. It's being manipulated. It's like when, you know, man says, okay, I'm going to step in and we're going to engineer how the water's going to flow. And then God goes, you can't do that. And then torrential rain, and next thing you know, the river systems have moved, etc. It's like man trying to control the tides, or control the jet stream, or control the speed at which the earth spins. See, there are things that in nature that are what they call constants. I know what the impact of gravity is. I know the speed at which it falls. I learned it in engineering school. It's the way it behaves. I know how an atom behaves. You get what I'm saying? And so when we talk about conservatism, the good thing about conservatism is when you can predict what things are going to happen. And the aberrant things that occur are when people try to manipulate it. And you do get aberrant things. For example, the sickness that is now pervasive in America, the sickness of leftism, is an aberrant behavior. It's being taught. It's what we call in engineering doping. When you dope an ion, you dope an electron and you create an ion. We're doping. And so Americans are being doped. That's why they call it, man, oh, you took some dope. Because it takes you out of your state of mind. The ability for people to predict your human nature, your humanity. We can no longer predict humanity. If you don't believe me, think about it. When right is wrong and wrong is right, when people will look at a criminal and say, well, that criminal deserves rights. He didn't have a daddy. Or he suffered from too much money. Or whatever. The crazy ideas. We're being doped. We talk about it as, oh, our kids are being indoctrinated. They're not being indoctrinated. They're being doped. They are being given an illegal substance. Think of it that way. And it is changing. It is altering the way that they believe and the way they think about things. That's a fact. So we don't look at things the way we normally would. When you're doped, you don't see things the right way. We look at it and we go, that's as clear as day. How can you not see that opening the border to anybody and everybody violates the rights of the people who have invested in their country? Because you're not doped. You understand that letting criminals come do what they want to do and releasing them back into the general population makes no sense. Because it's going to impact the people who are out there trying to do it by the book. You see that and you go, don't you see this, people? You're being dope. You look at Donald Trump and you say, what is your problem with this guy? This is a guy that comes in. He gets things done. He's accomplishing what we've asked him to do. He's not, I mean, if you want to call it ruffling feathers or you don't like his style, fine. I don't either, necessarily. But he gets things done. You look at it as, let's look at his record and his success versus the guy who you say is great. I'm talking about Joey Demento, Biden. And I look at everything he does, and it turns to a turd, and you want me to believe he's the good guy and Trump is the bad guy. It's because they want to dope you. The dope is, if I can make you believe that Biden is competent, that his poll numbers are good, that his policies are so good that people love his poll numbers, or despite his poll numbers, he's still the best guy because this other guy, you know, the one that accomplishes things, well, he's the good guy. Then I doped you. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've never done dope. That's what I see with clarity. I've never done. Kevin, altered state makes you think. Fine. Enjoy your altered state on your LSD trip. Because that is essentially what leftism is. It is an LSD trip. I heard Jake Tapper of CNN tried to convince Kellen Curry, who's running to replace George Santos, that Trump and Santos are one and the same. That they're liars, that they've done, and he's trying to get this guy that's running for office for Long Island to say Trump is as bad as Santos. Now, what planet are you from to believe that? Donald Trump has 91 indictments. I dare anybody that is not on dope to look at those indictments and say, yeah, these are legit. Of course they're not. The obvious targeting of Donald Trump, which of course is a targeting of MAGA people, and don't make mistake it, people. When they talk about Trump, they talk about maggots. They're talking about you. And you, who have never been on the drug of leftism, are being made to look like idiots. How dare you support Donald Trump? I mean, he's worse than George Santos. You want to know who's worse than George Santos? Nancy freaking Pelosi. That's who's worse than George Santos. That chick should be in jail. She should be under the jail for the things that she's done. I talked about it the other day, that the entirety of the J6 committee should be in prison for what they've done to American citizens. But they want to dope you and make you believe that the people they arrested in D.C. that were not armed, that did not do anything, were so a level of disruption that doesn't even look like the fans after the win of a Super Bowl when they're burning cop cars and turning things over. These people did nothing, and they are languishing in prison because people have been doped to believe that they are insurrectionists. Are you beginning to get the picture here? See, it's not about you physically snorting your coke or tying your arm off and shooting yourself with heroin. They dope people every day. They're doping you with this media onslaught that says Trump is bad, Trump is bad, Trump is bad. Maggots, 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 you're all bad. Voting for Trump is bad. Trump is an insurrectionist. The Republicans don't like the Constitution. Everything they tell you is antithetical to anybody that's got a level of sanity. Anybody, I repeat, who has never done dope. Melissa says, "You sound mad. You sound angry, babe." I ain't angry. I'm just not doped up. That's my problem. I'm not doped up because I've always said this about dope. I've said, I don't know that I could not succumb to dope. I don't want to know. I think living life through the lens of a clear spirit is the best dope. Enjoying the company of your family and friends and people of that sort, that's the best dope in the world. Why would I want to alter my state of consciousness when it's so good? Oh, is it a struggle? Absolutely. We'll be back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's almost a burden to think clearly. I mean, think about that. You get an education, you learn reasoning, you learn logic. You're imparting that on your children. I mean, for goodness sake, if you're smart, you are. You don't want to teach your children to be stupid. You want them to be able to assess and to come to the right conclusion through a process. If you're smart, you'll do that. And if you raise them right, you raise them to see things openly, but form your biases, form your opinions, a profile, if you will. But do it in a rational way, a way that makes you understand. You know, in other words, I'm going to look at something the way I'm going to come to a conclusion, but it'll be based on my experiences and based on a host of other things. And I will have looked at it from all the angles before I make a stupid comment or a stupid decision. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I encourage you to not just hear what I say when I give you how to reach me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
jot it down. I want to talk to you. I'll have sidebar conversations. And if you're one of the 500 or more people that join up and become one of our recurring supporters for $20 a month, I promise you, we're going to speak quite often. I just got an email from one of my big fans, and she was asking me if I knew of John Solomon and Whitney somebody. But we were talking about Charlie Brown, because I like Charlie Brown's Christmas song. Christmas time is here. And I like to play it on piano, give it a little bit of a jazz flair. But that was our conversation. But I don't have that conversation with everybody. But she happens to be one of my big supporters. So, long story short, want to hear from you, love hearing from you, and hope I will. Let's get back to this. This clarity, this thing that God has given you to understand. And by the way, you weren't born with it. There was some level of clarity you were born with, but you acquired it. Somebody worked with you. In my case, it was my older brother who would question me on everything. And he made me a curious person, a person who thirsts for knowledge and understanding. And I think, quite frankly, that's what makes people want to live. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I was like, I don't want to die until I know everything. What a stupid thing to think. But I applaud myself for having such a thirst for knowledge. I wanted to understand and know. And by the way, still there. Do you know I still take out my calculus books, my physics books, and I want a deeper understanding. I want to know quantum physics. I want to understand quantum mechanics. I want to understand, you know, where can we go? I saw a robot boxing the other day. Now, it was controlled by a guy. It was like that movie Blue Steel. But I was thinking to myself, boy, what is this world going to look like in, what, 2, 3, 4 decades? I don't think I'm going to be around to see all of it, but some of it is going to be mind-blowing to my old self. You get where I'm going? Anyway, the clarity that we have, because we do know how to think, it's scary, especially today. I'll give you an example. Anti-Semitism that's pervasive. It's obvious. The obvious bias and the outright hatred of Jews. What about the obvious bias and the outright hatred of white people that is experienced? And you know who pretends that it doesn't exist? On their side is the left. The people who are doing it are the ones who want to convince you that you're the racist. You're the anti-Semite. You're the hater of blacks, the hater of Mexicans, the hater of Chinese. When they do everything they can to prove to you, they hate it all. And it's openly practiced. And what's funny is their cover-up is so obvious. Stop Asian hate. Okay, stop it. You, stop ignoring reality, or worse, folks, altering reality to fit. Ready for this? Some scheme or some narrative. Look, most of you I don't know personally that listen to the program. All 6 of you. That's funny because I know there's a lot more of you. Anyway, I don't know most of you personally. But here's what I do know. I know you don't get up in the morning scheming. You don't wake up in the morning going, who can I take advantage of today? Who I get? In fact, I'll tell you this. It's quite the opposite. Many of you hear the clarion call, and it doesn't matter what it is. You're ready to go to work. I can tell you this because I've experienced it firsthand. I will make a statement on this radio show, and somebody will go, Kevin, can I help? It could be, you know what, guys, I could use social media. Kevin, I got a friend. I will get a message, at least one or two messages, saying, Kevin, can I help? And I don't want to keep talking about one of my latest donors, but I mentioned my TV went out. It was I don't say it was brand new, but it was new. It was our best TV in the house, and it went out. And one of my folks said, Kevin, what TV do you want? Now, I don't do it for that reason. I'm just telling you, I'm having a conversation with my friends, and this is what you do. You respond. That's because you're amazing people. But you know what the other side says about you? They say you're crazy. You have to ask yourself, how do you get to a level of clarity, I'm talking about idiocy clarity, where you believe that God-loving, humanitarians are the ones who are crazy. Meanwhile, what are these people doing? They want to ban cows because of flatulence, claiming that cows create too much methane. This is one of God's beasts that was put here for us. Well, we got to get rid of all the cows. Think about all the things that you consider common sense that are not followed, and you'll know what I mean. I'll give you another example. They think that they should be able to change the gender of your child without telling you anything. That they should be able to take your child, get them an abortion without telling you anything. They want to take away your gas stove. They want to take away your internal combustion engine car over nonsense. They should be able to do whatever they want in your life, and you have no say over it. I mean, this is the craziness of it. And they talk about, oh, it's my body. Give me whatever they tell you, and I will tell you these people are nuts. Defund the police. Okay, the people that protect you. Look, I know police are crooked. There can be crooked police. I know there are politics inside of the police department. Well, we don't always feel like justice gets served the way we want. It isn't a perfect world. But I tell you what, I want police in it. What about LGBT queuing up the military? Does that make sense? I don't know about you. If there's a fight and I'm going to pick the people I want with me, I don't care about sexuality. I want to know you can fight. And that's a whole other thing of, should we fight, turn the other cheek? I'll talk about that another day. Anyway, I think you're getting the point. When we come back, I want to talk about the debate again and the takedown of Newsom. How big this debate really was in some respects.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The latest front in the fight over abortion is a push in places like Texas to ban so-called abortion traffickers. These abortion traffickers drive pregnant women to another state where the procedure is legal. Senator John Fetterman got Representative George Santos to unknowingly make a video on the celebrity video message platform Cameo, telling Senator Bob Menendez, whom Fetterman wants to resign over charges he acted as a foreign agent to Egypt, script to Stay Strong. Santos is now available for messages on Cameo, but had no idea that Bobby from Jersey was Bob Menendez. Derek Chauvin has left the hospital. The former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd behind bars again after being stabbed 22 times by a fellow inmate. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talked earlier about Gavin Newsom and the takedown. Yeah. And, I don't have any real interest in Newsom or DeSantis. In fact, DeSantis is now being hardly talked about. One of the things I saw, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but they said now Nikki Haley is statistically tied with DeSantis. She's now become the new idea of the savior of the Republican Party. And what they're doing is they want to position her for VP, which she won't be Trump's VP. Not in a million years. And I do want to cover that as a topic, because I think that it's one of these things we probably should be talking about. I don't have, again, I've been asked this multiple times. I don't have any real ideas on it, and I need some time to think about it. I've given some, I think I mentioned Josh Hawley. I would say Ted Cruz, a little bit too toxic. I don't have anything against Ted, but I'm just saying Josh Hawley might be a better choice. Good campaigner. Anyway, but I do want to talk about Gavin Newsom because the debate numbers are in. But before we get into that, I want to talk about what DeSantis said. And this was an article in Hot Air written by a lady named Karen Townsend. And it says, this is the moment that Newsom knew he was going to beat DeSantis. And here's what they said. We shared a green room wall. The Newsom team tried to pump up their candidate by I can hardly tell you this without laughing, playing loud rap music, and it sounded like a club. Boom, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum. And I can just see Gavin and them rubbing his shoulders. You got this, champ. You got this, man. You got this, Gav. I got this. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna kick some butt. I mean, you've seen these scenes. Oh my goodness, they got this boom, boom, boom. It's your birthday. Come on, shorty, it's your birthday. So they do this club-like atmosphere, and Gavin's, you know, like coming out for that pre-fight walk. And they said it sounded like a club. And I believe it. And, you know, part of it is the theatrics, because Gavin Newsom's going to make us, I'm down, man, I'm down with the brothers. Gavin Newsom's life is so far removed from everybody. There's only a very, very small percentage of people that know the circles this guy walks in. Look, I sold his wife's company's product before it got acquired. Well, I sold it before, but I also sold it after Oracle acquired it. It was called Siebel. It was the de facto, what they call, customer relationship management software. Now, Salesforce is probably the biggest one that you'd know. But Siebel was the big kid on the block. And it was sold for billions of dollars. The Siebel family. So Gavin Newsom being married to Kimberly Guilfoyle, you know, from Democrat political royalty in California, Newsom, Pelosi's nephew. He messes around on Guilfoyle, which I don't know her background in terms of, did she come from money? Gavin did. Then he marries Jennifer Siebel, who's a billionaire. She's a billionaire. This guy doesn't need to work. I'm just telling you, he's dated trophy women from the biggest dollar. You know, he's that guy. And of course, he deserves it because he's good looking. He's Gavin Newsom. The shades, the hair. But boy, he talk about putting on. So anyway, they said that was what was going on. Then they said, in contrast, this is what they write. This lady wrote, on our side, this is information from the DeSantis campaign. We were very even keeled and businesslike. And a pastor came in to pray with the governor and his wife while rap music was coming through the wall. That's when we knew for sure we had him. All right. Well, look, I get it. I get the contrast. I get what they're trying to say. But here's why I'll tell you when you were sure you had him. When he accepted the debate. Gavin Newsom has nothing to run on except what he considers to be his style. That's it. There's no substance there. I said during earlier, my 16-year-old son could beat Gavin Newsom in a debate. I'm telling you right now, if you were going to bet, could my son beat Gavin Newsom in a debate, he would destroy him. 2 hours of debate prep, he'd be ready to go. My son went to defensive driving. He wrecked his mom's car. It's created a bit of a financial burden. It is what it is. But he wrecked his mom's car, and the cops were very nice to him because he deserved worse. But anyway, he had to go do in-person driving. So he said he made them laugh because they said, what is your biggest pet peeve during his class? And my son says, I just hate it when people drive the speed limit. And everybody fell out laughing, which I got to tell you, chip off the old block. Both me and his mom looked at each other and she was like, that's you. I said, I don't even need a DNA test to know that's it. That was a funny comment. And he said, my son goes, yeah, the people leaving, when she went to pick him up, my wife said, the people leaving said, your son's hysterical. And it was that comment that drove it. I have no idea what else he said, but I could only imagine, you know, he was like, hey, come see me next Saturday. I'll be doing stand-up at the Improv or whatever, because it was funny. But that's just the way we are. That's the way he's been trained. That was a funny comment. Anyway, he could be Gavin Newsom. Because Gavin Newsom is easy to beat. And here's what I want to tell you, conservatives. You cannot be beaten in a debate. Many of you are fearful. Kevin, I don't know if I can debate or not. Well, you may not have all the facts, but you don't need them. Just say, really? If somebody, do you know what I've noticed about people? Oh, Donald Trump, Trump. I saw something like the Republicans who hate Trump posted something about Donald Trump. And all I sent back was, well, what about, oh, I know what it was. They said the British don't like Trump. He's too boorish. Well, good. He's not their president. Oh, by the way, how do they like Meghan Markle? And what's her husband's name? Right. The royal. I can't even remember. Is it Harry? How do they like her? You're going to criticize Trump? And that's their thing. The Republicans who hate Trump, they posted this on Twitter. Donald Trump is considered boorish, and here's what the British think about Donald Trump. And British. And I'm like, first of all, I don't believe you. But let's say that it's true. Who cares? That's like telling me Canada doesn't like Trump. I don't care. That's Canada. Look at who they got. Look at who the Brits have. They got Charles. Really? Come on. Let's not play these games. These people don't want to act like it's about personality. You're not fooling me. You got nothing. Who do you have? A brain-dead moron who can't even leave the stage. Don't even get me talking about Joe Biden at the Kennedy Center for the Kennedy Center Honors. Maybe that's what we'll talk about next. What an embarrassment. Jeez. And I think we will talk about it next. But I want to talk about these debate numbers, because here's another one of these fallacies. I was told, oh, the debate was horrible. Yeah, I mean, it was. They said the debate generated more interest than all the other debates. And I mean, I don't know. It was like a passing article, making it sound like the Newsom DeSantis debate was, so well received. I hear the numbers. The messy showdown between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom on Fox Thursday evening might not have produced much beyond renewed partisan sniping, but it managed to draw a healthy sum of 4.75 million viewers who tuned in live. Now, that's a good number for a radio, for a TV show. You know, those are bigger than Tucker's numbers, not as big as the shows that I did on Fox. Proud to tell you. But yeah. But they said the governor's debate had no party infrastructure backing or promoting it, which is now they're going to give you the bad news. Unlike the ongoing series of debates in the GOP presidential primary contest. The three Republican presidential debates in recent months drew 12.8 million, 9.5 million, and 6.9 million viewers respectively. Without Trump, the front-runner and frequent crowd favorite, the debates, two hosted by Fox, the third by NBC, have done little to change the trajectory of the race that has remained stubbornly stagnant, save some shifts largely constrained to single percentage points. So there you have it. 4.75 million, and the left were, this was huge! Donald Trump, take that! And they didn't even beat the Republican debates, which were dismal, and the one on NBC was embarrassingly low. So there you have it. We come back, I'm going to talk about Joe Biden, I think, a little bit in this Kennedy Center Honors.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you want to know what the appeal of Donald Trump is, pay attention to this interview. This is Ben Berkwam. Ben's a friend of mine. He works for Real America's Voice. And he's in Little Rock, Arkansas at the airport. Random black guy who made a comment or looked at him because Ben was wearing Trump gear, Trump shirt or something like that. So he engages him in a conversation. And here's the conversation. Before I cut to that, though, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Ben Berkowitz talking to a random black guy about what he thinks the nation needs.
What's your prayer for 2024?
Oh, my God. You know, I saw a video, and I'm really praying because I would say that what we're looking at today is a man, Donald Trump, actually, who is against the odds. He's against the odds. And the only reason that I can say today that I can still support him is because he's not a politician. He can't be bought out because he already has money. And it seems like the whole world is against him. So for me, I think if America's going to have any chance at all, we better vote for Donald Trump. If anybody else gets in office, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
There you have it, folks. And let me tell you, that sentiment is not, this is not some outlier. This is not a guy that, oh, they found, you know, the only black guy in America that feels this way. What this guy said is exactly true. He's a man, Trump, who is against all odds. They see Donald Trump as the underdog. This is the front runner who is being seen as the underdog. You can't defeat that guy. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The reason why I want to drive that point home is it's one thing to be the underdog. You can cheer for the underdog. But when you're cheering for the underdog who really isn't the underdog, that tells you a lot. Not a politician. Can't be bought out. The whole world is against him. And yet, he perseveres. Now, if the Republicans were smart, if the conservative movement were smart, they would take advantage. They would say, this is a man who is going to fight to the bitter end. He's going to make sure you're represented and you can see he's undaunted. That's the way they would be presenting him. But instead, we get these knuckleheads going, well, compared to the Brits don't like Donald Trump. Really? The Madagascarans don't like Donald Trump. The Lithuanians don't like Donald Trump. Put that in, file that under, I don't give a crap. Really? They don't like him. Well, that's too bad. Look, I want to talk about Joe Biden and how well liked he is. So Joe Biden's at the Kennedy Center Honors, and he's, you know, they do it, you know, every year, I guess. And if you want to see a lack of respect for Joe Biden, I hope you get a chance to see the video of this. He's giving out these awards. And I want you to understand, when there's an event like this, you know you've got a room full of lefties. This is held in New York City. And it's mostly an event that honors entertainers. Now, I don't know who all was at this one. I didn't do a lot of research, but I can tell you two people who were. Queen Latifah and Billy Crystal. And at the stage, you can see that there are others, but I couldn't see who they are. And I probably wouldn't know them anyway. I don't really follow pop culture. I don't know. The actors I know are all from the time warp that I'm stuck in, okay? But here's what I will tell you. In that audience of leftists, I'm going to presume is mostly leftists, 60% of that audience is not happy with Joe Biden's performance, even though it was full of leftists. But that said, they still consider him their president, and thus pomp and circumstance and dignity. You know, you have to be dignified at the event. Didn't matter who it was. And I would presume that even if it were Donald Trump, they would say, we must be dignified. So Biden finishes giving his remarks. I'm not going to play it because he just says something like, thank you very much and God bless America or whatever. And of course, he looked like death eating a cracker. But he finishes and he turns and he goes and at least he knows that he shakes hands with the people who are sitting on stage who got the awards. So he shakes hands. And that was about five people. First one was Queen Latifah. Two other people. Maybe three, I can't remember, couldn't see it. And then Billy Crystal. Now, Billy Crystal is the only one who stands up when they shake his hand. Now, it could have just been that the others were women, so they didn't feel the need to stand, and Billy was a man. I honestly don't know. I couldn't tell. It looked like they were other women, so maybe that's a non-starter. Maybe a not a big deal. But after Donald Trump finishes shaking hands, he turns, Joe Biden finishes shaking hands, he turns to face the audience to kind of get his bearings. And he does it in a like a stilted way, like, okay, now I'm facing the audience. And as I said, Billy Crystal is still standing. And then Joe Biden, I mean, if you see the video, you'll know I'm not lying. He takes two kind of, you know, like somebody who's like in their 80s steps. It's not in good shape. He slowly like one and a two. And he gets to the edge of the stage. And then people get up to greet him because he's going to take two steps down. That's right. And by the way, while he's getting his bearings, it was really as simple as turning around and looking at something that we take for granted that you don't even think to do. Joe Biden, you can tell he's having to think about it. Okay, turn, face the audience. Okay, there's where I'm going to go. You can see him working it out. So he goes and he faces his biggest nemesis, the steps. Those two evil steps that reminded me of the saying, a giant step for man, a harrowing downstage leap for Joe Biden, because it was two mean, evil, giant killer steps of about 6 inches each. So Joe's going to step down, and he does. And there's, I'm not lying, two people get up to greet him to make sure he doesn't fall. And I think one of them they said was Jill. I couldn't tell. I'm sorry, Dr. Jill. Whew, that was close. Yeah, I don't want to get arrested. NSA, did I do it quick enough? Please don't come to my house and arrest me or send IRS agents. But anyway, so Joe Biden steps down. And while he's doing this, you know, again, it's the Kennedy Center. A couple of people kind of clap. And then a few people stand. And in the video, on the left side of the room, most of the people are standing. Up near the stage, you can see two people sitting down. The people on the stage at this point, including Billy Crystal, are seated. They're not clapping as Joe Biden leaves. But on the right side, and I'm talking there's a lot of, I can see some black heads. In other words, probably Democrats, right? I mean, if we're going to stereotype black people at the Kennedy Center, but on the right side, and you can't tell from all the camera angles, the majority of people are not standing. On the left, they can see him. On the right side, they're looking at Joe Biden's back as he's facing the left. And those people are standing, most of them. There's still some seated. But on the right, the majority of those people are not seated, at least from the camera angle vantage point that we have. Now, what I'm interested in is this is supposed to be an audience that's like, oh, you know, we got to be, you know, deferential to the president. He is the president after all, and that kind of thing. And these people are not standing. And it doesn't look like they're going to. And the ones who did stand on the right, if you watch the video, they reluctantly get, you know, it's kind of like somebody claps and somebody stands, you know, okay, well, I'll go ahead and stand. It isn't this overwhelming thing. And it struck me. Now, what everybody talked about in the video, Dr. Jill had to get up to help Joe Biden. Okay, fine. I'm looking at, what are the optics of half that audience, at least from my vantage point, not standing up for Joe Biden? An audience that should be full of lefties. But suddenly, now there may be some people going, Kevin, you're making too big of a deal about this, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm not. These are the observations that give you the real insights as to what people think about politicians, and in this case, Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden described himself as the enemy earlier that evening in what people may think is a Freudian slip, but I think people noticed what was going on with Joe Biden. And I bet you there was a lot of chatter after that event about his physical and his mental deterioration. It was tough not to see that Joe Biden is a shell of a shell.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.